I'm Angie Heathfield. This is my overview about the word home and what that means. The places that we lived in before we moved to Woodford were places that we lived, not homes. The first home we had was at Ingatestone Road when we moved into a house that had very powerful and emotional atmosphere, not something you can create. It just felt warm and friendly and like a home, even though it had very little furniture in when we first went there.
We really wanted to have a place where we could come back to after a hard day's work. So to some extent, it took some time from it being a place that we lived in to being a home. And I think the big movement or the big change was when Angie gave birth to both of our boys at home.
Before then, it was a dormitory with a lovely atmosphere. But when I had both children at home, it changed for Steve, it changed.
Yeah, I think it's such a huge emotional experience to see your children and come into the world and be part of the midwifery, so that I actually took Arlen, our first one, out of the sack as he came into this world, and of course was able to immediately sit with him, wrap him in a blanket and take him with me into a separate room, away from exhausted Angie, so that we could I could telephone people. So the place began to be something which I associate with new life coming in.
The atmosphere at the birth was very hushed. It was the middle of the night, about 3 or 4 in the morning. And there were quite a lot of people there. It was a party. There were 6 women at Arlen's birth. And I needed the help and support of all 6 of them. Frank's was too quick for the party to arrive. I gave birth to him before the invited guests turned up.
And I think I was there for the invited guests, popping down every now and again to seeing them getting more and more drunk, which was an interesting experience as they'd come to be involved in the birth, but had largely come also to have a drink and celebrate. And therefore it did become celebratory. And especially when Frank was born, we then moved into that next phase of being amongst a number of families with their homes, where our children went and when their children came to our house, and lots of playing went on. And I think the home then very much was a home for the children, making a home as a specific thing. And a lot of that, therefore, was to do with decisions about how you brought up your children. And one of the big things that I'm pleased about was that our house was generally full of children and chaos, and not particularly good on for the architectural aspects of the place, but great for a feeling and an energy and that lovely spirit that young people bring to a house.
Mm-hmm. When we moved to this house, it was completely different.
That's the next one from Ingatestone Road. We've moved to St Albans Crescent now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly amazed that we live in a house like this. It's been a huge project. We've had to do everything from putting in electricity, there was none upstairs, putting in plumbing, there was no central heating here. So it's been a long journey. And our sons were not pleased about moving to start with. They wanted to stay where they were, and they insisted that they liked our little house and they didn't want to move to a bigger house. But this house is so splendid. And we've made it a home.
Yeah.
Not just for us, but for a number of people who've come and stayed here for indeterminate amounts of time. One person came for 2 weeks and stayed for 5 months.
Yes, I think people have come in to make a bigger family of ours rather than a nuclear family. So we're used to, I think people have been happy to come and be part of the family for a part of their life. And so they brought with them contributions to making this a home, which are beyond the contribution that our two children and we have. We also did decide that we would allow, as they were teenagers and they had nowhere to be, we provided a shed, a large shed, where they could play music hang out, basically. And so this place, of course, became more and more a home for a whole range of young people.
A social centre,
yeah. And so again, that added to what this home was about, which was very much about being open, interested in relationships, interested in people's lives, especially young lives as they're developing, and all the chaos and the traumas, but all the good things as well along the way.
Now it's changed again significantly as we're on our own for the first time in 30 years. And getting used to having our own space and placing things where we want them to go rather than trying to suit a family of four.
But I think we also, because we live in a street where our neighbours, both sides, are, and a little bit further on, are people who we socialise with. Their homes and our homes, our lives and their lives are connected, interconnected. And that adds to a comfortable feeling that the home is a comfortable place, a place you can relax in and sink back into.
And very settled.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's helped by the fact that we have developed and built a lovely garden that we can spend time in and potter about in.
And people comment on our front garden
they
as they walk by.
They do. But they also, I think, Angie was saying that it's a new time for us, and who knows, it will. We're already looking to fill the house again with more people, and we'll see what kind of home that develops into.
And that will change the atmosphere again.
That will change the atmosphere. But I guess so that home for us has always been our emotions about people and about, oh, clearly our children first, and birth for me. Birth was fantastic of both of our children. And I think that's led on to the home being an open place where people come into and bring their energy. And if you can create a place that you feel comfortable in, but you also know is valuable for other people, then feels pretty good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where we'll go next.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? Yeah. I think that's it, don't you?
I think so.
Okay. Bye. You're going to say bye too?
Bye.
I hope it's recorded. Yeah, okay, let's stop.